Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited, you guys. Today is our second show of the year, and it's just so many things are going on. I love every one of our guests. We got new lineups coming up, new segments coming up, so much going on for 2017. It is my determination to equip you with everything you need to be successful in this season, you guys. I got so many people that I have lined up. We got business consultant Pamela Lou Hing. We got, you know, we got real estate advice coming with Sherry. She's coming on. She's going to be joining the team. We also have makeup. We have treating your body, you know, pampering your body with massages and all of these tips that we're going to give you. Hair, fashion. It is so much that you're going to be equipped to get a new job, to go into your new business, to go into your new journey. This is what it's all about, iron sharpening iron. So I'm very excited about that. And I just, you know, can't thank everybody enough. The word has been spreading, and now we're getting closer and closer to about 200,000 listeners, which is amazing to me. For just a little over a year, I'm super blessed and thankful. And I'm so glad that this show could be a blessing to so many of you, and the numbers and people to listeners just keep growing all over the world, and it's just really fascinating to me what God does. So I'm not going to hold you up. I want to just say a shout out to Detroit. I'll be in your city, my hometown. I'll be there. I'm doing a segment on CW50, and I'm super excited about that. It is going to be amazing. I'm going to be talking about health and soul and born in a sin, transforming a destiny, and just all that God is doing, and what the mission is and what the journey is all about. Super blessed to be able to call my first of many. It's called Street Beat at CW50. It's a CBS local station there, so I'm super excited about that again. So I'll be taping it on Thursday, and then on the 28th it'll air at its a designated time. So I'm you know, you guys, I'm gonna be posting on my social media. I want you to tune in and get the tips and all whatever the Lord would have me to say. So I'm just really blessed by that. Also, I want you to remember that there's so much going on in your area. If you, I'm challenging people to go ahead and try to get into some form of exercise, get into a process for a better you. I mean, you know, we're never too old to stop learning. We're never too young to start learning. So, I mean, you know, it's just really a good season for what all is about to, that's already been prepared for you to go into. It is really a good time for you to go ahead and find something that to, that could go and bring your mind, body, and soul together. You want to be whole in this season. You don't want to be distracted in any way. You don't want any health issues. You don't want any turmoil going on in your soul, any brokenness. You know, God wants to heal you. So it's really your time at this time in the season. So I'm looking forward to going to Detroit again. Like I said, much love. And then on Saturday, I will be in North Carolina, and I will be doing Let's Hook Up for a Breakup Conference with our veterans there. Super blessed to do that. Desiree had blessed me. Sister Desiree had blessed me to invite me to come and speak on Saturday. So I'll be leaving from Detroit, going straight to Fayetteville. And then there's so many other things going on the rest of January. I will announce everything as the week goes on. I don't want to overwhelm you all with anything, but I want to just let you know that I have a new Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page, you guys. So all of you that could not get on my personal page, who knew a whopping 5,000 family Facebook fam, you know, now I had to extend it. So I have a Dr. Gina's Radio Chat page where you can actually join me on the journey with the hosting, different shows and interviews and radio co-hosting and things like that. So listen, I want you to stay connected. Dr. Gina, Dr. Gina's radio chat on Facebook. And also, I have a My Health and Soul page also on Facebook, too, if you want to stay, you know, with the current videos and things, sales and giveaways and things like that. Stay connected. Stay connected. And I'm also on all other social media. Well, listen, again, I want to give a shout out to Jacksonville. Hey, y'all. I want to give a shout out to Augusta, Georgia. Hey, y'all. I'm doing a boot camp in Augusta, Georgia. Please stay tuned. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. I will announce the date. This thing is huge. I got the city involved. It is very, very huge. I got so much love for you guys in Augusta, Georgia, and I'm just super excited about that. Well, now we're going to get ready to go to the show because we got a lot to go, and I got to stay on track here. I'd like to talk to you guys and get, you know, really into y'all and everything. But listen, we got Lucy Raouf, her Juicy is what they call her, entertainment manager. She'll be joining us, and I'm super excited about that. She's actually the manager of the Brat and also co-manager of Jermaine Dupri, and she's joining me right now. Hey, Lucy.
Well, hi there, Dr. Gina. How are you this morning?
I'm so glad that you could come on. I've been hearing so much about Lucy.
I hope it's all good.
It's all cute and good. Trust me. It's just, I don't know. I think my manager likes to say your name, Lucy, a lot.
He and I go way back. We go way back. So he's a great guy. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm so glad that he can get you on. I know you're very busy with everything. I want to start off with just a couple of questions first so the listeners can get to know who you are.
Okay.
First and foremost, I mean, I know you as the actual manager of the Brat and co-manager of Jermaine Dupri. How long have you been managing them?
Oh, wow. Well, I've been managing the Brat since the beginning of her career when Jermaine signed her to his So-So Def label. So that's about 22 years now. And with Jermaine, just so that you know, the family relationship, Jermaine Dupri is actually my nephew. Michael Malden, Michael Malden, his father, is my brother. And this has been a family business, yet a lot of people don't know, because Jermaine's given name is Jermaine Dupri, but it's Jermaine Dupri Malden. So a lot of people in the very beginning did not know that it was Michael's son. So as the years came and God blessed us with the successes that we've had over the many, many years of our career, then it kind of started coming out. They're like, oh, okay. So if you are Michael Malden's sister, then that means you are Jermaine's auntie. And I said, yes, I am. So that's the family dynamic. So obviously I've been involved in Jermaine's life and career since the very beginning. So it's been a long journey, but it's been a wonderful journey. And as you know from my history, you know, we've been blessed to manage many, many platinum recording artists over the years. And Brat and I have been somewhat joined at the hip, that she seems more like a niece than an actual client. And, you know, she's now enjoying success on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show as part of the talent on the radio show, and you can catch her every evening on Dish Nation, which comes on Fox Network Monday through Friday. And then, you know, she's dibbling and dabbling in reality TV with some of Jermaine's programming as well as some others. So we're having a great time.
I know, it's just such a wonderful family affair. You just get such a good, I mean, just especially with their dynamic, you know, it's just so close-knit and brother and sister-ish. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you can tell that it's fresh. And I love the fact that, you know, Jermaine's passion also and his talent of always reinventing just new, fresh talent. I mean, just out of him, he's able to, you know, pull that out of so many young people as well as some recording artists that may not have been heard in a long time. It's like he's getting back, you know, getting in the studio and really reviving a lot of people and refreshing a lot of things. And I think we all can relate to Jermaine, especially following his career. His talent, his creativity is amazing. It is amazing.
Well, he's explained on his show, the Rap Game, which incidentally for your listeners will come on Friday evening at 10 o'clock on Lifetime Network. This will be the
I'll
third
be watching.
season. And it is the number one rated show on Lifetime. And it's been good for parents because many times parents have come to us because we feel like going all the way back to the first young talent that we managed, Crisscross, that we somewhat invented the success template for young talent. And as you just said, Jermaine has continued to do that. So to come back many years later with this show called The Rap Game, and parents and every, you know, young and old can see what goes into the development. And that's only just a thimble of what goes into the development of young and new talent. And as he explained on the show, you know, it's kind of like his life. That's how his dad did him. And he's kind of doing the same thing. So it's kind of like reliving his life and able to give back and say, hey, this is how you develop artists, because many times we as parents, we don't have a clue. We just know that we have our child's best interest at heart, and we do our best. But a lot of times they will come to us to really bring it to seasoned people in the industry to say, hey, show us what we need to do. And that's what this show does in terms of just giving you a glimpse of the development. So it's been great. I'm not involved in the show at all, but, of course, in terms of the making of the talent, that's where Michael and I kind of look at the talent that he has to decide whether or not we want to be involved once they get that so-so deaf Afro man head as the
right.
winner. It's like, okay, now we come to Malden Brand to see exactly whether or not this is a talent that you all want to work with. So it's been great. It's been great.
So now back, since we are talking about the Malden Group, okay, so let the listeners know exactly what the name of the company is and where you guys are located.
Well, we're based here in Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta since the inception. We, our parent company is Artistic Control Group, and we started off as strictly a management company. Then we branched out and we formed Malden Brand Agency. And of course, as I previously mentioned, Malden is my maiden name and Michael and Jermaine's last name. And the Malden Brand Agency, we now develop talent. We do have artists. Michael is working more so than I am with a young artist, another young artist out of coincidentally out of Chicago. I am D-Lo. D-Lo is, he makes positive rap and dance music, and he was a part of his Screamin' Dance tour that he had out there during the summer. We also have a touring arm, which is called Atlanta Worldwide Touring, and that is through AEG, which if your listeners know anything about touring, AEG and Live Nation are two of the biggest touring promoters in the world.
Very much so.
Atlanta Worldwide Touring comes under that, and we have a publishing division. Because the thing that we do for our artists is it's one thing to just have them on a stage performing and book them for a gig, you know, doing a concert. But we also, in developing the talent, if you have the ability to write, if you have the ability to produce, we try to make sure that we look at all of those different elements of your talent so that we can try to capitalize on all of those. And publishing is big for artists. You know, a lot of times, even for Brat, when she was incarcerated for those 2 years, you know, it's her publishing that kept everything alive. It's your publishing, that your catalog and what you've done in terms of your writing, whether it be for your own music or for other artists, that actually keep artists, as you probably know, alive and eating and able to pay their bills and stuff.
Exactly.
So you may not see them on the stage performing, but it's their writing and that publishing arm that's that really money-making part of their talent and their career that keeps them going and keeps them alive. So the publishing is really important. So that's through you know, the whole publishing arm of the company, and that is Michael's branding as well. So the Malden Brand Agency, we're somewhat multifaceted, but we concentrate on the talent of young artists in terms of artist management. But
that
we do,
is so amazing.
We dabble in the other stuff as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you just gave the listeners so much. So if you guys are interested in management or if you have a talent, I'm so glad that you're tuning in today and listening to Miss Juicy right here. Break it on down, because she is giving us a lot of information right now, which is so great. I'm so glad, because you just have such a passion for it and you've been doing it. It's just coming out of you, and people need to know these things. And I'm so glad that you are very much strategic in letting them know exactly the specifics of what they have to do to take care of their business as well. Right. Let me ask you this question. As far as with your management, what exactly can you tell the listeners that you are looking for? What is that type of talent? Can you put a name to it? Is it natural talent?
It is, Dr. Gina. We call it the it factor. And I think Simon Cowell and all of his success with American Idol and X Factor and all the other shows that he's had on TV that have been successful, you know, I think he actually referenced it as they called the show the X Factor, but we call it an it factor. There mm-hmm. are people, and I think Jermaine tells the story even of the success of Crisscross back in the day, and, you know, most people remember them as the two little kids that wore their clothes turned backwards. He saw them at a local mall here in Atlanta, and they weren't even rapping at the time, but he saw them. And there was just something about their, you know, now we use the term swagger. There was just something about their swagger that spoke to him. And it just caught his eye. And for us, it's very much the same way. We don't actually have to go looking for talent anymore. Talent comes looking for us. Because everybody wants to attach themselves to something or someone that is successful. And as I said, God has blessed us over the years to be very successful in many of the artists, most of the artists that we've managed, they have reached platinum status in terms of their music sales. And of course, music has changed, you know, with the internet and everything now. But as platinum music goes, from Crisscross, we then had The Brat, we had Escape, which was huge, we had mm-hmm. Jagged Edge, we had Arrested Development with Speech and Headliner, and the list goes on and on. We managed Cam Wheeler, you know, and it goes Bow Wow, which was huge, you know, again,
yes,
coming back
of course.
To the kids. And, you know, it's been a great, great ride. But in all of those artists that I just managed, whether they were solo artists or whether it was a group, they had that it factor. And with their talent and that it factor and them having their own swagger, it's just like when I mentioned Escape, and this is long before Candy was on Housewives of Atlanta or whatever, Jermaine said, I wanted to make them like the female Jodeci. And hopefully uh-huh. your listeners are familiar with Jodeci. And they're still around. You see them do a show every now and then. He wanted a female version of Jodeci. So they were kind of hard, and they came out with just kicking it. But then he wanted to soften them up, and they came back and got, you know, and they were softened up. We did the hair. We did the styling, and boom, it took off like, you know, it was like, wow, that's what's been missing. You know, people wanted to see these young ladies because each one of them in their own right, them girls can sing.
They can sing.
Yeah, they can sing. So it was great, but each one, going back to your original question, they just had that it factor. They came together as a group, or they presented themselves as a solo artist, and it wasn't just one thing. It was the whole package. So I say to people all the time, it's one thing if you can sing or you can rap or, you know, whatever that talent is that you're showcasing, but for us, we want to see the whole package. And we all know somebody like Beyonce, she really raised the bar with females, you know, in terms of the whole package of marketing
mm-hmm.
and promoting and being able to capitalize on, you know, all of those things, you know, that come with being an artist. Yes, you got to have that talent to be able to sing or rap, but having that it factor and the whole package and having that appeal that we can actually market you in more things than just that singing or that rapping is what we look for. And if someone comes to us and that's the whole package, we'll sign them on the spot.
Well, hey, y'all heard it from Juicy herself. Listen, how can they find you, Juicy? How can they get in touch with you, send you their demos and all of that? How can they get in touch with
you? Well, all of those things actually go to a young lady that's working as, you know, it's kind of hard for Michael and I to be everything to everybody. And right
yes.
now, honestly, I haven't checked it since the beginning of the year. Our website was under construction because we were revamping it. But that's MaldenBrand.com. You know, in terms of not MaldenBrand.com, but the website was just MaldenBrand. And but actually, if they are trying to reach us in terms of getting their information and stuff to us, I really operate by email. And I don't do, and I'm ashamed to say this, Dr. Gina, I don't do a lot of social media myself. You know, I look at it every day, sometimes twice a day, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook, because that's how I stay in the mix. But
right.
we actually have individual media, social media people that work to put our information out there. And I know I haven't told you how to do that, but I really operate by email and by cell phone. I really do. That's how I reach everybody, and that's how everybody reaches me. So if they want to email me, they can certainly email me at juice, because it's actually juice, J-U-I-C-E, at MaldenBrand.com.
All right, you heard it. So you got to get in touch with her. If you're interested, give her your information and she'll search you, look for you, or listen to you. You can download through email. There's a lot you can do with email.
Exactly. And that's how people reach me. And just so your listeners know, you know, it's not an intern that responds. I respond to every email I get. That's my lifeline, and that's what I do. So I will definitely personally respond back to you if you email me, and if it's something that you want me to see, then, you know, you can send me a link. You know, I just finished previewing at least three YouTube videos this morning, so I just am not, I just don't have the time to, you know, to do the Twitter and the... And
when you sign them, you just need to do what you do, Juicy. That's all you need to do. They don't care nothing about that as long as they can get in. So,
if they email me, I will definitely respond to them. Yes, absolutely.
Well, you know what, Juicy? I so appreciate you joining me today. You are now a family of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Anybody you want to be heard, interview, please don't hesitate. The door is always open. And listen, I need an interview with Jermaine for 3 minutes, if you could work that out. I'm going to put that out there. I know the Brat is under contract. She got her, you know, radio stuff already going on.
Right,
but that Jermaine now, Jermaine is free as a bird now. I need
this has been a great experience, and it's glad to be a part of the Dr. Gina family now. And
yes.
I will definitely mention this to him, and I know that you, you know, have special guests on from time to time, week to week, so certainly one of these weeks he should be able to chime in for a few minutes.
They would love to hear from him and give a shout out to the listeners and his fans all over the world. I mean, he's big. He knows people want to listen to him. He know that. So
yeah.
I hope he does it. And because I know he's busy too. So let me just say that. I know that he's extremely busy. He's got a lot going on. He's dealing with the youngins, and he got the show.
And we know how it is dealing with youngins.
He deals with parents. I get it. And he's keeping his stuff going. We all get it. We love him so much. But let him know that he's welcome. And please consider joining us just for a couple of minutes, just to say hey and whatever you got going on. He can go. Go ahead, Lucy. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, and let me say this to you and those people that are listening today that have heard me. I didn't know about Dr. Gina. I did not know about your journey and those things that you did. And when I received your email with your bio and I saw how beautiful you were and I saw how physically fit that body is. I'm like, wow. So I just wanted to say I applaud your efforts and everything that you're doing. I hope that God continues to bless you in terms of your success in doing what you're doing and trying your outreach to people. I, too, am a Christian, and a lot of the things that I read about you in terms of your journey to get from point A to point B, I just wanted to say that I really respect what you're doing. God bless you, and thank you for having me on today.
Oh, love you, Lucy. Juicy.
I love you, too.
You are so welcome. And when I'm in Atlanta, I got to call you. We got to go out to lunch or something
do.
And hook
please
up.
Please do. Yeah,
all
I
right,
keep
well,
it real.
Love you.
I appreciate this, and thank you. And I'll try to reel Jermaine in for you one day real soon.
I hope so. From your mouth to God's ears, I hope it happens.
Yes.
But anyway, but it's always a pleasure to have you on. And again, if you have any other artists or whatever that, you know, that want to be heard and need to, you know, interview, like I said, please don't hesitate. Call me anytime. My door is open for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
God bless you, Lucy. Bye-bye. All right,
thank
you guys.
You
heard it.
Bye-bye.
You heard it. Bye-bye, honey. This, you heard it from Lucy herself. You got to go on and get that email out to her. Get your information out. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go straight to Pamela Luhing with 5 Minutes to Success. Thank you, loves.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Welcome to 5 Minutes to Success. I am Pamela Ree Luhing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. If you have ever been downsized and know you have a multitude of gifts waiting to be unwrapped, this 5 Minutes is for you. If you're currently employed but have a passion, vision, and desire beyond where you are, keep on listening. And finally, if you are an entrepreneur who feels like you're fighting an uphill battle, get your notebook and pen ready. 5 Minutes to Success is designed to set a foundation to move you from your passion and purpose to a profit-making business. Last month, I shared step number 10 of my book, Systemize Your Business. This month, we will focus on step 11 of my book, Building Your List and the Science Behind the Sale. Building lists is not new, but it has become the buzzword in social media. It refers to building a list of contacts in order to build relationships and ultimately a client base. This can be achieved in several different ways, but driving people to your website and having them opt in is probably one of the most effective, and you receive the maximum benefit. Not only does this build your potential customer base, but your site's ranking in the social media world is increased, which can translate into an increase in business. SEO or search engine optimization can help to make this happen. If you plan to engage in social media, your list will become your most effective marketing tool. A list can be built in many different ways, from collecting business cards to getting people to sign up and provide you with emails, but the quickest way is to draw people to your website and utilize CRMs or customer relations management tools like Constant Contact, MailChimp, or AWeber. Now, let's talk about the science behind the sale. In the past 30 years, I have sold everything from credit cards and premium meats over the telephone, $5,000 water systems, women's clothing and pharmaceuticals to cosmetics. The experiences have been vast and the lessons have been many. Some of the best practices I found were learn to use the right tools at the right time and with the right people. Create systems and leverage personality to build your relationships. Selling is all about building relationships, so your authenticity must shine through. People don't like to be sold, but they do buy from people they know, like, and trust. If you want to build customer loyalty and keep clients coming back, find their need and fill it. Offer them a solution to their pain, problem, or issue. Your authenticity, unbeatable customer service, and quality products at an affordable price. will bring your customers back to you every time. Now, not only will they return, but they will refer potential clients to you. John C. Maxwell said it best. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Now, this is the beginning of understanding the psychology or science of selling. Selling is definitely a balancing act. You must build relationships by keeping your pipeline filled or having a consistent flow of potential customers. But you must also know and work your numbers in order to meet your goal. Relationships must be established with different organizations, and you will want to attend networking events on a consistent basis. Asking existing clients for referrals is also very effective. These are just a few ways to generate a list of potential clients, but don't forget to include your social media opportunities. In order to be an effective salesperson, you must understand the psychology or science of selling and the mechanics of selling, like defining your goals, knowing your numbers, securing the relationship and the delivery of the presentation, and assuming or closing the sale. Now, let's look at the mechanics of selling. Defining your goal and knowing what you want to have happen with each client is critically important. However, this is driven by your sales goals. Sales goals are decided based on your projections from your business plan, which are broken down in annual, quarterly, monthly, and daily goals. For example, if you've projected $100,000 for the year, you must produce or sell $8,333 per month, $2,083 per week, and $416 per day in products or services. These numbers represent what the business world calls KPIs, or key performance indicators. These are predetermined goals with benchmarks established, which allow you to measure your progress. Now you can monitor your KPI daily, weekly, and monthly to ensure you reach your intended goal. Monitoring is essential so you will know how to adjust your work on a daily basis. If for some reason you're not hitting your goal, more than likely it is in your IPAs or income producing activities. One thing we know for sure is that numbers are reliable. When selling, there is a concept called the rule of the third. What's so amazing is throughout my sales career, when I hit my number, I reached my goal. If I didn't hit my number, the goal was not met. For example, if your goal is 10 new customers per month, then your target should be 100 calls. Out of 100 calls to get the appointment, you should be able to schedule approximately 33 presentations. Keep in mind, not all appointments will hold and will need to be rescheduled, and some may change their minds. That's why it's very important to put follow-up systems in place to increase the likelihood of holding that appointment. So if you have strong systems in place and optimally you conduct 33 presentations, chances are you will achieve your goal of 10 new clients as long as they fit within your target market. The stronger salesperson you become, the greater your ratios will be, but you must know and work your numbers. Tune in next month to learn exactly what to say when you are in front of that prospective client. This ends today's 5 Minutes to Success. If you want to learn more, visit my website at www.pamelaluehing.com. That's PamelaLueHing.com. And please follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/PLueHing. Until next month, turn your passion and purpose into a profit-making business. Back to you, Dr. Gina.
Well, I tell you, girlfriend, you broke those numbers down. I don't think these people are ready for all of that, fam. But listen, you guys got to get ready. This information is very informative for every person that wants to start a business. I don't care if it's in real estate. Even if you are working with a brokerage firm, it's your responsibility to make those phone calls, to get those numbers up, get people to know who you are and what you have to offer. And you have to balance all of that out. It only makes sense. Whatever you put into it, you want to definitely know what you're trying to get back out of it. So I just think that this was super informative, and I'm so glad that, Pam, you broke it down. Thank you so much always for 5 Minutes to Success. And again, if you want to reach her, she's also on Facebook, Pamela Luhing. You can contact her, message her, and all the information that she has. She will be glad to share it with you. I'm so glad that she's a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat. So far, we done had a pretty informative show. So glad about Lucy joining us. So glad about Pamela Luhing's information. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your man, Dave Hollister, the Ghetto Preacher from Love Jones, the musical, and you're listening to my girl, Dr. Gina, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, all right, so we're back. Okay, so listen, I want to remind you guys again, don't forget that I have the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. I want you to tell everybody. I got a lot of stuff going on this month. I want you to stay connected. Again, I'll be in Fayetteville, North Carolina on Saturday doing a veterans conference there, so I'm super excited about that. I'll keep you posted on that, and I'll be posting a flyer on my social media on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat page as well. And I also, we're doing on the 21st of January, me and my man, A-Train, comedian A-Train, straight out of Jacksonville, but known all throughout the nation. He's going to be hosting, and I'll be co-hosting with him, the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop. That's going down in Columbia, South Carolina. If you haven't gotten your tickets, you better get your tickets. Check it in so you can hang out with me and A-Train. By the way, A-Train, aren't you with me now?
I'm here. I'm right here. What's going on, sis?
Everything and all things, man. What's going on with you?
Man, I am tripping. I'm having a good time. So much has happened in this last week since we've been on the show together. You got everything popping out there. You got so much popping off. You got Soulja Boy and Chris Brown going at it. They got a celebrity match going on. I don't know when it's going to end. We've had a first black president. And dark skin and light skin is still at odds with each other. We got to get together, man.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we got team light skin. They still beefing with the dark skin brothers, I'm telling you. So, and not only that, but we also had the Golden Globes Award to take place. And Dr. Gina, I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to start a GoFundMe account for a new personal assistant for Stevie Wonder. Listen.
What happened?
Listen, I want them to hire a new personal assistant for Stevie Wonder. They had Stevie Wonder sitting at the Golden Globes Award. He's standing up clapping and his back is toward the stage. And
stop
nobody
it.
Is telling me.
A-Train, I didn't see that.
Listen,
are you serious? I'm going to Google it.
If you go, I posted it on my social media. It's better yet, when I come off air today, I'm going to repost it. I'll put it on my Instagram at Do It Again to see what happens. I will put it on my fan page on Facebook on the A-Train Live. Listen, we did a screenshot of Stevie Wonder. He's standing there clapping with
his
back
to
the stage. And all these people standing around him, nobody decided to turn Stevie around. I'm like, come on. I was like, Jesus, be a seeing eye dog for Stevie right now, Lord.
Right.
Just help him.
Oh, my God. Jesus. That is so bad. I agree. They need to get a new one, a new somebody.
They need a new assistant. They need a new assistant. I'm telling you, I'm starting to GoFundMe account right now to hire Stevie Wonder a new personal assistant because they had my boy at the Golden Globes Awards, standing there clapping, looking up at the ribbons in the sky. I'm like, no, Steve.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, and then, you know, also out there in the Twitter world, shout out to Black Twitter. Black Twitter is like that inside thought life that most of us grew up with. Black Twitter will vocalize every thought that you had about certain issues. And the last issue they jumped on was the typo of the word hashtag nigger Navy. Listen,
when
that went
that?
Viral, it went viral the other day. This organization did a typo and they sent it out in the media, and they did a typo. They wanted to say bigger Navy, but they used an N as opposed to a B, and it went out in the media.
What?
Yes, nigger Navy. And when I tell you, Black Twitter jumped on that phrase and brought so much funny about it. You know how we do. And in these
yes.
days and times, it's so much negativity going on that you just have to laugh. I'm telling you, you just
right.
have to laugh. So, that was going on out there in Black Twitter. And then last but certainly not
Black
least,
Twitter.
Before
you
I
really
get out
heard
of here.
Of that.
Yeah, listen, go on Twitter and just Google it. Google it. It's there. It was trending for 2 days straight.
Oh, my God. What would I do without you on Dr. Gina's radio chat? You're updating me. I'm sure half the listeners, they learned this too
for
the first time. I never even heard of that.
Yes, that's what I'm here for. But listen, before I get out of here, last but certainly not least, we definitely got to give a big shout out to President and First Lady Michelle Obama. President Obama gave his farewell
yes.
speech on last night. Man, listen, that speech was phenomenal. I mean, when he addressed First Lady, Michelle Obama, that was like, that made all of us husbands right there start winning all over again. If you're married, you're winning today, especially if you're a Black married
yes.
couple. That has been, you are winning today, because when President Obama stood up and said, Michelle LaVon Robinson, girl of the South Side, you hear me?
Yes.
Can't nobody else on this planet call her Michelle LaVon Robinson. That's for her husband. You hear me? So when he addressed her as that and being the girl of the South Side, he said, for the past 25 years, you've not only been a wife, but a mother of my children. He said, you've been my best friend. Listen,
yes.
every dude I know began to choke up at that moment, because everybody appreciate real love, man. And I don't care
yes.
if you disagree with his policy. You may disagree with his party. But what you can't disagree on is the fact that this man loved his wife. And so that's why, I believe it was people in prison. I believe it was people on death row that choked up and just had to do a slow clap. I mean, because everybody respects love, man. Everybody
yes.
respects love. I don't care if you are a gangster, you could be a Suge Knight on the inside of your heart. You know what I'm saying? You could be tough as nails. But when you see real love, it chokes you up, man. And what I like about what he said was, he said something that was so true. He told her that she made the White House a place that belonged to everybody. Because, First Lady Michelle was throwing cookouts. She had concerts, She had hip-hop
yeah.
artists in there, R&B artists. They had blues. They even had B.B. King up in there. I mean, he said that she made the White House a place that belongs to everybody. And I thought that was so awesome. He said not only did she make him proud, but he was commending her on embracing a role that she didn't ask for, but she embraced it with true grit, class, and style. So, my hat's off to my president, President Barack Obama, and First Lady Michelle Obama. But I'm going to tell you this, Dr. Gina, the real pressure is on Lil Sasha.
Right.
Everybody
want to know where she was at.
Yeah, the people like, where's Sasha? Listen, the pressure is on Sasha, because you got to think about it, man. Her dad is not only is the president of the United States, the first Black president of the United States, but he graduated from Harvard. Her mama graduated from Harvard, and her big sister, she got accepted into Harvard. Listen.
Wow.
Malia can't show up talking about she going to Everest. She can't do that. So they had her to stay home and do her homework. CNN reported that she was home because she had a big test today that she had to study for, because the pressure is on Lil Sasha, man. I'm telling you, the pressure is on her, brother. She can't show up talking about she's going to be taking some online classes. That's unacceptable. You know what I mean? That won't happen. And, you know,
I'm telling you.
That was a real black moment, too, because, you know, growing up in a black household, you know, every time when your parents went somewhere, you know, and you wanted to go, you would ask them, Mama, where you going? You know, or Daddy, where you going? Can I go? And they say, no. And they'd be like, well, where you going? They say, I'm going to see a man by the dog. So I imagine that's what happened last night.
I heard that in a long time.
I'm the man, comedian, AJ, man. Always a blast bringing y'all up to speed and up to date on the trending topics, man. You can always catch me on A-Train Live on Twitter, and that's my time. Dr. Gina, what's going on, man?
Listen, A-Train, I have to say, talking about that's my time. That's so funny. Like, you really on stage. I love that. Just the comic in you. The comic in you. Listen, I love this time with you because half the stuff I didn't even know. And just a reminder, literally, I love how you broke it down as far as, you know, black love and just love in general, appreciating and valuing your wife and not being ashamed. I mean, in front and to express that. I thought that that was just, it took it up a notch, and I pray that men took heed to that, and I pray that it made it cool to do that. You know,
it's just
not enough of that. It's just not enough of that, and we they're on display, but yet we don't see what's behind the scenes. But you know, just this, for him to say that, we can just only imagine what all she has done. His best friend, the mother of his children, been there even when she didn't know that they were going there. You know, and she went along with it and took on the role, like he said. I mean, that said a mouthful.
And like a mouthful.
People, you know, your marriage or anybody else's marriage, you know, we don't know what's going on behind, but gosh, you know, wouldn't it be nice for the man of the house, you know, that loves his wife so, to be able to give her that moment, you know, of appreciation and expression. Oh my God, brothers, you don't know how much more loving you would get if you just gave. That's like winning $1 billion and getting a trophy out of the Golden Globes and an Oscar and everything rolled up in one. I'm telling you, it will buy you time for the rest of your life. I'm sure.
Listen, and when he pulled that handkerchief out at the end of dabbed the corner of his eyes, and then the camera panned to First Lady Michelle, she melted, brother. She melted. I was like, it's over now. And like you said, we don't see enough of that in the forefront. When you look at the music, you know, sad to say, there's a great deal of the music that's out there. They celebrate the side chicks, you know. They celebrate, you know, having a player lifestyle, but to have somebody in the highest seat in the land, you know what I'm saying? And he's commending his wife who was there from the beginning. And he said 25 years of being his wife. Now, come on, people. Black love, that's a long time.
That's a long time. That's a lifetime right there for most.
That's a lifetime, yeah. Hollywood, you know, their marriages last, what? Three weeks.
A-Train, but you know what? This is the thing. I would like to see a reversal like that. I pray that that set a bar up, an example that is okay. Because really, we see a lot of it on social media, but it's always the woman. And you always think, okay, he did it because she wanted him to. Or, you know what I mean? It would just be nice to see more of it initiated by the man. You know what I mean? And not just going along with it. I think that that just threw her for a loop. Like, I mean, those words. I mean, I know that she did not know that he was going to say that. And probably didn't even know his, maybe didn't know his whole speech. And maybe she did listen to his speech. I'm sure he said, and I'm going to give you some thanks and blah, blah, blah. You know, he probably didn't go into it. It was such a moment. It was such a moment. So, I mean, you know, surprise your ladies, gentlemen. Surprise your wives. You know, give them all them trophies and all of that. They deserve it. It's hard work.
They deserve it.
You know.
I know my wife deserves it. She, baby has been with me since the beginning. You know how they say, you know, you only ride with people or celebrate with people who were in the gym with you. You know, and baby has been in the gym with me. She's been with me through some rough times, some dark days. I mean, some thin times. I mean, we've experienced everything that a couple can experience. And I'm telling you, man, and throughout the test of time, you know, our love and her support system has, like, increased over time. And I'm telling, so when he was talking, I'm telling you, man, as a husband, I knew exactly where he was coming from. And not just in his words, but there's a certain look that will just get into interfering with the words coming out of your mouth. And that happened with President Obama last night before the world. And I just thought it was so awesome, and I thought it was necessary. And what's cool about it is, here's the cool part, Dr. Gina. When he, it's like being at a funeral. You know how you have a preacher talking over the person who died, and they're saying all this awesome stuff, but people in the audience like, I don't know who he's talking about, because that joke of that wasn't nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The cool part about last night was when he was talking about how awesome Michelle is, everybody that was watching, we knew what he was saying was truth because of how she's carried herself before us, you know what I'm saying, and before the public, and how she's won people over. So it's cool to be at a place where you're celebrating your spouse, and then the public platform that you're doing it on, everybody can vouch and saying, yep, you know what, you're right, she's the real deal. She is the real deal.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, and this is the thing that I get from Michelle. Okay, baby, I'm on. What's next?
right.
You done did that. Right. What's next? I'm ready to roll. Let's go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because
they got so much. They have built up so many relationships. They can do just about almost anything. And I'm looking forward to their next journey and seeing what is in store for them and all of what they have to offer still yet. I know that they're not done. I know that they got a lot of, they're still an influence. So I know that they will still continue to use their influence and help keep the balance of this nation going forward and onward and upward. And we need a lot of help, and Jesus is going to make sure it's going to happen. So
anyway.
So listen, what's going on with you? What's happening as far as this weekend, and you know, what's going on in January that you want the listeners to know?
Well, last weekend I had the awesome opportunity. I went and auditioned for America's Got Talent here in Jacksonville, Florida. I had a blast with that, you know what I mean? Met some wonderful people. My audition, you know, I thought it went well. The judges were laughing. The people in the room were laughing, you know, so that was pretty cool. I won't know anything back from that until the middle of February is when they're going to let everybody know if you went to the next round or not. But, you know, as a comic, man, you know, who's out here pursuing my dreams, I'm just excited. I feel like I've already won, because it takes something to step out into what you feel like what you believe you have to offer the world, and you step out there on those platforms. So it was an awesome privilege just to even audition. So I hear back from them about if I went to the next round or not in the middle of February. But also coming up, as you stated, on the 21st of January, we'll be in Columbia, South Carolina, at the Kings and Queens of Hip Hop tour. We'll be hosting that. Me and my girl, Dr. Gina, going to be holding that down with DMX. You know what I'm saying? They added Ja Rule to the ticket, so I'm excited about that. And then also February 7th, I'll be at FAMU performing down there on the Hill at FAMU University down there. And so I'm excited. And also coming up February 24th here at the Ritz Theater in Jacksonville, Florida, I'll be at the Ritz Theater performing with Ambrose Jones from Last Comic Standing. We're going to be rocking it out at the A-Train Live, the experience. So get your tickets with that at Ticketmaster, or you can go to the box office at the Ritz Theater box office. You can call them on the phone, 632-5555. Of course, that's area code 904. So get at me, man. We're out here.
Listen, I'm telling you, this has been promoted and advertised. It's going to be a full house. I mean, A-Train, you so much remind me of myself when I was doing the launch party for Health and Soul, the fitness DVD. I was out there meeting and greeting people, going to different restaurants, meeting owners, meeting the patrons, giving them flyers, invitations to come to the launch. You know, listen, if you want it, Listen, the best sign of wanting it is that you get your hands dirty. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people draw to you when you in there plowing. If you're sitting up waiting for somebody to do it all for you, then you're going to be waiting. But you're going to be waiting, because don't nobody attract to nobody that ain't moving. Now, if you're moving, all eyes start coming to you because they want to see what you're doing. They want to hear what you're talking about. So I'm telling you, get to moving, put your hands to the plow and plow on, y'all, because God will send you what you need. And also, I did try out for American Ninja Warrior. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I did. I thought you knew. That's why I was so happy that you went out there, you know, because you got to go against the norm. You have to try it. You never know. Now, I did not get filmed, but I did get to the last stage where they were interviewing me, and they were going to set up where they were going to have, you know how on American Ninja Warrior, where they have you, where they know your life, like when you're standing there, they start talking.
Yeah,
they were interviewing me for that, and that's as far as I got.
Wow.
That was huge, because that was narrowed down quite a bit, and I was like, God, if I could just get up there for 2 minutes just to even try, you know, that's a big deal for somebody my age, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, wow. But anyway, I tried it, so, you know, I'm so glad that you were able to do that, and I know that you're going to have an open door. I believe it. It's going to go down.
That's awesome. I appreciate the love and support, but that ninja thing is tough. There's a comedian friend of mine, shout out to PJ Walsh. He was on that show as well. So that's a tough little competition there, Dr. Gina. So hats off to you for, you know, even being engaged with that. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm, you know, that's why I was like, oh, yes, he's doing it. America's Got Talent. You go, A-Train. Yeah. So listen, tell everybody how they can follow you, reach you, contact you, book you.
Absolutely. My booking contact information, you can always email us at info@comedianatrain.com. That's info@comedianatrain.com. You can definitely follow me on Twitter at A-Train Live. I'm on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens, spelled all the way out. And I also have a Facebook page under that name as well. And last but not least, my A-Train Live Facebook page is out there too. So connect with me, man. You know, if you got something going on, you need me to host or you want me to perform, you know, I am a clean comedian. So, hey, let's make it work.
Get at him, because he done already, somebody already inquired about him, and everybody want to know who this A-Train is and the locomotive and when we're moving and how fast we're going, and I'm down. So I got nothing but love for you, my main man, A-Train. That's what I call him, y'all, but his name is A-Train, and he is just a wonderful comedian. I'm so blessed that he can join me. Please tell your wife, Tracy, I said hello, and I got nothing but love for you, man. Get in touch with him. Until next time, A-Train, we'll be on together next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday it is. Talk to you then, babe. All right. Okay. Listen, Dr. Gina's radio chat. Did y'all have fun today? I really had a good time today. I had a great time. I'm so glad that Lucy was able to join us. I'm so glad that Pamela Louine gave us some informative information about business, training, and coaching. She don't play, y'all. I'm telling you, she gets in it. And my main man, funny and always keeping us updated with what's going on, because half that stuff I didn't even know. Thank God I got him on the show, my main man, comedian A-Train. And Elizabeth Brooks, she was personal training someone today. She wasn't able to join us today, kind of ran over with her time with her client, but she will be back on with us again her next date, which is in February. So listen for that training tips. But I just want to tell you, listen, it's your season to live whole, mind, body, and soul. You have to, y'all. Why let another season go by broken in this area, lacking in this area? Come on, let's go and join this process together. You got to live healthy. You got to live whole. Live in your destiny. I'm loving you always, Dr. Gina. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole.